Welcome to Second Take. This is episode number 5, Nature Edition, I guess.
I mean, it feels good being outside.
Yeah, it's a nice day. Fall weather finally in.
Beautiful.
And now we have it recorded. What's up, guys?
First ever recorded Second Take episode.
More coming.
I don't know when.
I don't know either.
I think senior night for soccer, we're going to try to do a live.
Yeah, we're going to show up.
If this works out well for the audio, it will.
It will.
And we're just going to come to that, and we'll bring the table and the flag and everything. But yeah. Well.
We'll get right into it.
How about, before we go, we talked about McDouble versus Big Mac.
Or Quarter Pounder.
Quarter Pounder versus Big Mac. Well, we got a double cheeseburger. I mean, come on now. We can't be filming alive and not be eating on the pod.
See, like, I was like the sane person that ate already.
I ate most of my food
for the podcast.
Mm.
All right.
W pod.
But yeah, swing right into it. Our top five today is top five fast foods in Wichita, Kansas.
All right, question.
Yeah.
Do they have to be like any fast foods in Kansas or in Wichita? Or like,
are you meaning like limited to Wichita?
Like limited, like Wichita, like ones that are limited to Wichita in the Kansas area.
Well, like what do you like? Like, I think Freddy's should count.
Freddy's definitely counts.
Anything in Wichita, but, like, it's got to be fast food. So, like, if there's, like, a burger joint. That's
if I said McDonald's, which probably not.
No, but, like, that counts.
But that counts.
Any fast food that's, like, in our area. So, like, you can't say Cane's because.
There's no Cane's.
There's no Cane's here.
Yet.
Can't say Whataburger.
Can't say Whataburger. Can't say In-N-Out.
I want you to start with your one.
My one.
Your number one fast food in Wichita.
That's a hard one.
This is a really hard one.
Number one is a tough spot. Dude, it started here in Wichita. I think I have to go Pizza Hut. Oh.
We were going to have Pizza Hut today, guys, but the Pizza Hut was closed.
Pizza Hut is like, it's one of the only Pepsi, like, fast food restaurants. It literally started in Wichita. It can't not be in the top five.
Pizza Hut's gone so downhill, though.
Yeah, but they invented the stuffed crust.
Of course you know your pizza history.
They invented it.
Of course.
They invented the stuffed crust. The stuffed crust and a good pizza slice of Pizza Hut.
It's good.
It's the best leftover pizza. Pizza is definitely the best leftover food of all time.
That's fair.
But Pizza Hut pizza is really good leftover. You can have it cold. You can warm it up and it's still good. You can throw it straight on the plate from the fridge and maybe put a little bit of salt on it.
What?
That's something it's not bad.
Is it a Williams tradition?
That's something my dad taught me.
I see. So number one for me, it's hard. I have two in my brain. One of them's really new to Wichita, but I've had it a lot of different places. But my other number one is pretty limited to the Kansas area.
Uh-huh.
This is tight. I'm going to get heat for either one. But I got to stick to my OG, Brahms.
Mmm. That's a very interesting take.
I know.
I'm not going to lie.
I know. It's just the amount of times I've been like, just kind of like, I want to get some food and like a Brahms chicken tender with some Brahms sauce.
Yeah, Brahms is good.
They have ice cream. They got frozen yogurt.
I will say Brahms is very underrated.
Yes.
And it's crazy work how underrated it is. I would take. Now, this is going to get some heat.
I mean,
I feel like I take Brahms over McDonald's most of the time.
I agree. I mean, obviously, it's my one.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, you agree, but... Yeah.
Dude, it's good.
It's pretty good.
I mean, D. Spence, obviously, he's trying to get me away from it. He used to work there, so he knows all their secrets.
They have good ice cream, too.
Yeah, I know, that's what I'm saying. Like, good. You can go there, you can get chicken
tenders. You can get a half gallon of chocolate milk and just drink it right there.
Yeah, they got groceries, ice cream.
I know, it's... I mean... What's not like to, what is not to like about Brahms?
I mean, like, if you're there 11 o'clock at night, you can get yourself some french fries and some ice cream, and good ice cream, too. Yeah.
I mean, I'd rather have McDonald's fries, a lot of places fries than their fries, but.
I love their fries.
Really?
I mean, sometimes, like, they're hit or miss, like any other place. Mm-hmm. But when they're hitting, the crinkle fries are there.
Yeah. I like crinkle fries. I like crinkle fries, like, when I'm, like, they're, like, air fry them or whatever at home.
I haven't had that.
Like making your own fries at
the Orida or whatever it's called.
I don't know. I just eat it. I don't know. Most of the time, I don't know brands. I just eat the food.
The red bag?
Probably.
So I'll do number two, right? Because it'll go.
Yeah, sure.
Okay. My two, this is what it was going to be. Culver's.
Culver's?
It's new.
It's a good answer.
It's good. It's expensive. It's pretty good.
I had it for the first time the other day.
Yeah.
I'm trying to remember where I was coming from.
I mean, it's on Mays.
I wasn't in Wichita when I had it for the first time.
Kansas City?
I think I was coming back from Kansas City. Or, yeah.
I think they might have one in Manhattan.
Yeah, we were coming back. It was on the way back from Kansas City, we stopped.
Mm-hmm.
Went to the restroom.
It's good.
It's pretty good. It was good. I liked it. They have good burgers.
Good burgers. They have shakes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I had a nice strawberry shake. It was really thick, though. It was kind of hard to drink.
Real ice cream, bro. The straws were
a little hard to drink it through.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's your number two?
Number two, I think I have to go... Freddy's.
Okay.
I love Freddy's.
That's a good answer.
Freddy was from Wichita, but did it start in Wichita?
Somewhere in Kansas.
Somewhere in Kansas. And it's not, it's like kind of, it's a little, there's Freddy's outside of Kansas, but it's more like
in it's Kansas. Concentrated in Kansas.
It's yeah, definitely is.
Shout out to my boy Justin.
Oh, yes, Justin
Ritterbush.
Daryl. I don't know if he used to work at.
Oh, I have seen Daryl there, yeah.
I don't know if he still does, but he used to work at Freddy's as well.
Ooh, I feel like we know more. Mason Montulowick.
Yeah, I know you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Who else?
There's so many people that work at Freddy's.
Yeah.
But shout out, Justin. You make a good burger.
Mm-hmm. I love going in there after something and just seeing you in the back and just saying, "What's up, Justin?"
They do hate Trinity, though. They cannot.
Yes. Sleep.
Oh, my gosh.
And that might be partially our fault.
Yeah. That goes back to Cooper and Croy throwing ice in the air and trying to catch it in their mouth.
Oh, no. Me and like Matt and a bunch of other people were spitting ice out of our mouths
and trying to land it in other people's mouths. Yeah, that's what it was.
That was fun. And then when Charles shows up, that's always fun at Freddy's.
I don't know, post-bowling state championship?
Yes.
We were there.
We brought the plaque to the dude.
We were part of that team, bro.
I mean, yeah.
We became indoctrinated into that team.
It was so much fun, the bowling state championship.
Get us a
I was talking to him, I think.
Who?
To some of the bowlers like Charlie and Croy. Mm-hmm. And they're feeling good. They're feeling good about it this year.
I just think we have to spin back to that absurd statement from Gavin.
What did he say?
When he goes, they lost their best player, but they're going to be better.
Yeah, I actually brought that up to them. I'm not gonna lie. I told him that Gavin said that because Gavin was standing there too, at the Young Life event, the pickleball tournament in cornhole. Which, dude, me and McCain, I was teaming with McCain. We had to play Alex and
Toff.
And no, not Alex.
Alex Majors
and Preston Sebitz first round.
Yeah, they're pretty good.
Yeah, we got killed. Anyways, my number three.
Well, you never finished the story about Gavin.
Oh, I don't even remember where I was going with that.
You talked to them about the crazy statement Gavin made.
Yeah, and they were just like, I think we're better as like a team. They may not be better, like literally better, but they're better as a team and as a unit, as a whole, than they were last year.
Makes sense. And that reclassification really helped them out.
Yes. Yes.
We got big things to look forward to.
Yeah, I mean, they hold the pin record.
Yeah, because it was the first year. Like, of course they're going to have number one.
They got to beat it this year. It was the first year.
If they don't ice Croy.
Yeah, that was crazy. Because Croy had to sit there for, what? I don't
know. Croy and Connor, bro. It was like 45 minutes.
Like an hour, almost.
We put in that Yelp review, that one-star Yelp review.
Yeah.
We got our dog pulling up.
Hello, Moose. I mean, all right, let's go into my number, what was it, three?
Number three.
Number three, I think I have to go the Taco Bell.
Wow. I did not expect that one. That's a curveball.
I love me some Taco Bell, get some Baja Blast. Used to be limited. Now it's kind of sold and like seasonal.
The gelato is crazy.
Yeah.
The Baja Blast gelato. Mm-hmm.
I love me some Baja Blast.
It's great.
It's so good.
Yeah, I just didn't really expect that.
Yeah, it's kinda fair.
My number three, any fast food. It's bad. I just was not.
I'm not going to lie. My list is kind of atrocious.
Dude, this is bad. Chipotle. Why is Chipotle not up there?
I might have to move Chipotle into three.
That's got to be up there.
I'm moving Chipotle to three and Taco Bell down to five. I got something better for four.
What's up, buddy?
What a moose. All right. What's your number?
My number four.
Four.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. I just got to think about, like, what do I eat? Because a Quick Trip is not up there. I eat so much Quick Trip.
Quick Trip's not fast food, though.
Yeah.
I love gas station food. We should do top, one of these days, we should do, like, a top five gas station foods.
Like individual foods.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And where they're, and which gas station they're from.
Yeah.
I mean, I already know
my number four. Chick-fil-A, bro.
See, I love me some Chick-fil-A. Dude, the amount of Chick-fil-A I've had in my time at Trinity, and not just because of the lunches, but just everybody there wants to go to Chick-fil-A all the time.
Yeah.
I've gotten tired of it.
I don't know.
Honestly.
I haven't really bought into that craze, so it always, like, I have it once every month or so, you know? Mm-hmm. And it's good every time because I don't overeat it.
I mean, it's good.
It's great.
Definitely.
You're four.
My four, because I moved. What did I put? I put Chipotle. I moved Chipotle to three.
Taco Bell.
Taco Bell to five. My four. Dude, I'm trying to think of a really good spot. There's so many good spots. I'm trying to think of like a specific gas station I go to. Or not gas station. Fast food place I go to all the time. I would say I'm not going to do this because, honestly, there's better places than McDonald's, but I'm not going to put McDonald's in my top five.
Fair.
I think I have to go.
Wendy's better not be on that. Wendy's better not be.
It's full. Tempting. I really like Wendy's burgers.
Qdoba is underrated.
What?
Qdoba is underrated.
What is that?
Are you serious?
Never heard of it.
It's like, you can't, it's like Chipotle.
Oh, Qdoba.
Yeah.
I don't know what the heck I thought you said. Genuinely, I have no clue what I thought you said. this might be, I don't know. I should have thought about this more. I'm just going to put Wendy's there.
So that was your four.
And call
it
a
list. And
then
your five is Taco Bell. So I just have a five now.
Yeah.
Qdoba.
Interesting. You don't have Chipotle in your top five?
I had it three.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, I just love Mexican food.
That's fair.
Taco shop is like, man.
It's all right. I don't eat there enough, though.
The only good thing is the money. If you're broke, go to taco shop.
Yes. There used to be this place called Mr. Miyagi's. Oh, there still is one, but they closed the one on Rock. But there's another one somewhere else. I don't know where it is. But, dude, you can just get a whole thing of chicken fried rice.
No, number five is... My number five is Pan Express.
I like Pan Express. I don't like it top five. I don't like it that much.
I feel
like
I gotta have some variety in there.
Yeah. That's a good point. All right.
NFL.
Well, NFL. We're starting with NFL this week.
We'll just go through a few games because I'm not trying to make this podcast go forever. Like, we're taking your feedback and we're using it.
Well, I was thinking we could, with the recording, we could just upload, like...
Clips
of it.
Well, yeah, but, like, we got people that they wanna have a shorter podcast.
Yeah.
But...
I think some people like the longer, too.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a mix.
We'll start with...
Let me see the list.
Nah, I'm choosing. Ravens Cowboys 28-25.
That was a crazy game. I'm not gonna lie to you.
Cowboys are just not good.
Ravens just kind of blew them out of the water to start the game. They were up a lot, and then Cowboys almost came back, honestly. But the Cowboys' run defense is non-existent right now. They have Derrick Henry, who's a little, he's still Derrick Henry, but he's a little washed.
He's not prime Derrick Henry.
He's not prime Derrick Henry, and they're still running.
And he still ran
all over them, and it was absurd. I don't know what's going on with their defense, because usually they have a top defense.
I know, like, Micah Parsons was a huge name last year.
Yeah. I mean, the Ravens have this formation where they're clearly going to run the ball, and they have three down linemen set on the field, and they're all out wide. I mean, it's not smart football. I think part of it's coaching.
Yeah, that's for sure.
It is part of it.
Uh huh.
But I mean, they got to figure something out.
You're 0-3, right?
I think they won their first. Who'd they? I don't know. I'm trying to think. They're 1-3. They're 1-2. I'm pretty sure. Because they lost to the...
They're 1-2.
They're 1-2. Okay, that's what I thought. Yeah, I mean, they got to figure it out.
They got to fix it.
The Ravens finally got a win under their belt. That's good for them.
Yep.
It would have been bad for them if there was two teams in the AFC... If the Bengals and the Ravens were 0-3 to start the season, it would be terrible. Because they haven't even played in division yet.
Yeah.
They haven't played a single divisional game. None of the AFC North has. And they're bound to lose some of those.
Niners-Rams.
Niners-Rams.
That was 24-27. Rams win. Are the Niners fraudulent without Christian McCaffrey playing?
It's a good question. I think... No. I don't think the Niners are... What was...
Fraudulent without McCaffrey.
Yeah, I don't think they're fraudulent without McCaffrey. I think... They're just losing football games. And I think... And they're doing it in crazy fashions. I mean, who'd they lose to? They lost to, what, the Bucks? Is that right?
I thought it was the Saints.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know, honestly. They've lost multiple games. They're kind of cooked right now. It doesn't help that you don't have Christian McCaffrey. You don't have these other key parts of your team right now.
Yeah.
But I think they'll turn it around, and I think they will be in the playoffs, and they will be contenders, and they can go to the Super Bowl again. I don't think they will.
No.
But they will be in the playoffs this year without a shadow of a doubt. If they aren't,
it was the Vikings.
Yeah, the Vikings. That's what it was. Because the Vikings killed them. Or they didn't kill them. There was just a it was just out of blue. The Vikings are good now.
Sam Darnold.
Sam Darnold is a good quarterback. Crazy statement. Who did the Vikings play this week? Because that was a good one too, wasn't it?
It was the Texans-Vikings. That was kind of one-sided.
Yeah. But like the Texans, they beat the Texans, what?
7-34.
They beat the Texans 34-7. That is crazy work. I'm not going to lie to you.
It's kind of a disappointing game.
For the Texans, yeah.
I wanted to watch a good football game, but
yeah,
that obviously wasn't the one.
Yeah. Steelers-Chargers. Let's go into that for a second. Justin Fields, he's the guy for the Steelers.
You think so?
Yes. I don't think at this point, and I mean, obviously, there's weird circumstances with Russ not starting the season off, but at this point, you can't sit a 3-0 quarterback. You can't sit a quarterback.
He set his ground.
Yeah. You cannot sit a quarterback who has won all of his games so far. And I think if he messes up and has 3 bad games in a row, there's a potential they play Russell, but even then, they might still play Justin Fields.
I mean, I feel like you have to have an equal amount of bad games than good games that you proved yourself.
Yeah.
To be able to be taken out. Because, I mean, he's done so good to get them to
3-0. The Steelers really like to stick with somebody and stay with them, though.
That's the Mike Tomlin way.
I mean, you even see with Matt Canada, everybody on the Steelers wanted him gone, but they stuck with him, and, I mean, it wasn't...
That was a dark time
for the Steelers. Yeah, it was. the Fire Canada chants ringing throughout the stadium, and also in hockey...
The players.
Yeah.
The players.
Hockey games.
Being pissed.
Yeah. I mean, they weren't moving the ball.
Angry.
tastes like Boys Defined.
Boy Defined.
Shout out.
Collab.
Maybe. I mean, the Steelers' defense went crazy, though. In the first half of the football game, they allowed 170 yards.
Yeah.
They ended the Chargers ended the game with 165 yards.
Wish our defense could do that.
We're working on it. Don't worry about it.
I hope. Y'all got 2 weeks before another home.
Kingman's a good team.
Dude, y'all were in a shootout.
Yeah, Kingman's a good team. They're a good football team. Fact. Last two years blew us out.
Yeah, I know that.
Fact. Anyways, dude, Steelers defense right now, best in the league right now.
Think so?
Yes, and I think they have a chance of being the best in the league the whole season. I'm riding or dying with him on fantasy. I do not care. The Steelers defense is not going out except for their bye week. But I'm keeping them in on fantasy the rest of the year. I don't care. The fantasy, they think they're going to get 5.7 points this week. Wrong.
Speaking of fantasy, Jaden Daniels.
Oh my God.
Posted up like 35 fantasy points.
Dude, who expected this?
91.3 completion percentage. Please go back and listen to the NFL draft special when I was calling it that he was going to be that QB.
Yeah. He's good. And go back to listen to the Mr. Mott podcast. Mr. Mott was hating.
Mr. Mott is a hater.
He's wrong. Me and Ben were... I expected great things from Jaden Daniels. The Commanders team last year won 4 games. They were the best 4-win team in the whole league. they might have been better than the 7-win Bears.
Probably.
Honestly, they just had some problems with coaching and players. Sam Darnold deciding to be good for 4 games and then the rest of the season be the worst quarterback. And
Skylar Thompson takes that.
Dude, I can't. The Skylar Thompson, it's kind of making me mad at this point because I have Tua and Devon Achane, which Devon Achane, fine. He's a running back, so he should be scoring points, so I don't know what's going wrong with him. But get Tyreek the ball. Just throw him the dang ball. I need points. I lost to Gary by 1 point this week. Less than a point. It's annoying.
Chiefs, Falcons. Falcons lost by 5.
Yes.
Were the Chiefs bailed out by the refs once again?
Here's my take. Okay.
Okay.
I think no. And I can understand why people would say that, because I do agree that was PI in the end zone. It was the same PI that was called on Rice. It was this almost, it wasn't the same situation, but it was the same, like, he was grabbing
action.
Him. It was the same action in hindsight. Definitely PI. The reffing in that whole game was atrocious.
It was not good.
On both sides
it wasn't
of the game.
Good.
So, like, on both teams. You can go to the Falcons' final drive before they turn the ball over on downs.
Uh-huh. The four penalties.
There was
hands to the face penalty, that wasn't good.
There was two penalties on that drive that were definitely not penalties. There was one PI on McDuffie.
It was
not PI. The receiver pushed off McDuffie. And then there was another penalty that was hands to the face. And when they show the replay,
it's on his shoulders.
There was no hands. I'm not even talking about the horse collar.
No, I know what you're talking about, but it was like on his shoulders or like,
yeah,
whatever.
Anyways, there was no hands to the face.
But
And then there was two weak roughing the passer calls on Mahomes and Kirk Cousins, which I get. They're protecting quarterbacks in the league, and I understand that. But they were definitely weak calls, 100%, without a shadow of a doubt. And then there was one other call on there was an illegal hands to the face on the Chiefs. There was one that wasn't called. That should have been called, and I'm not going to deny it. The reffing in the game was atrocious. You cannot say the Chiefs were bailed out.
Okay, I could say the Chiefs, if you want to like make a technical version, that the refs gave them a call or no call that helped them win the game, then technically, yes, they were bailed out. But the Falcons had plenty of chances.
Plenty of tons chances. Of chances.
Like, I can't. Like, yes, the Chiefs were, in a way, bailed out, but the Falcons are responsible for the loss.
Yeah.
The refs are not responsible for that loss. Obviously, they went four and out once with that PI call. They come back with a bunch of sketchy penalties.
And there's a ton of time on the clock if that PI is called, anyways. Mahomes can, I mean, I don't know if it would happen, but Mahomes can make it down and score a touchdown in that time.
But, like, I'm just saying, like, they went four and out that first drive. They got probably 40 yards, 50 yards of penalties to get down there. And probably the worst play call I've ever seen on a fourth and inches or fourth and two or whatever it was. That outside run by Bijan.
Yeah, I mean, Nick Bolton just blew that play up entirely.
He was blowing him up all night. I don't know why you would.
He's one of the best in the league this year, like statistically speaking. He's having a great year.
Yeah.
And it's kind of crazy how good of a year he's having right now. And I think he's a big part. And there were several times in the game I was scared because he kind of got like banged up a little bit in that game. But
he came out like. I don't know, dude. He got hurt, and then he came back in for that last drive and helped the Chiefs defense get that stop.
Yeah.
So, yeah, with that, we'll spin into college football, my absolute favorite. Wild week. But first, we'll start with a question. What is your all-time K-State football team? That would be a running back, quarterback, two wide receivers, two tight ends.
This is a problem, I'm not going to lie.
Three linebackers, two safeties, and two corners.
I don't know that many K-State players. I will give you...
I'll give you some offensive players.
And then you can do all of that. All right? Does that sound good?
We can just do offense and compare it.
Okay. I think at quarterback, I'm going to have to go... I mean, I really don't know that much. I'm just going with Avery Johnson. I don't know who's...
Not even Colin Klein?
I don't know enough about. Here's the thing is I was kind of like brought into it because my brother went there and because of other reasons.
Bandwagon.
Not a bandwagon. You can't be a bandwagon of a college. I mean, you can.
Yes, you can.
Majority of students, honestly, a lot of students at colleges, you can consider them bandwagons in that.
I guess.
But it's kind of, it's college is weird like that. Mm-hmm. But I mean, I've never been like, but I didn't get into like NFL and college football until the last couple years.
Yeah.
Like I've really gotten into it. But yeah, let's just go there. Avery Johnson.
Avery Johnson at quarterback. So QB for me, Michael Bishop.
Okay.
He was really good. And we'll preface this with saying there's going to be good names that are not going to make this list.
Yes.
Running back, Darren Sproles.
Okay.
We're not going to do fullback. Tight end number one. Guys, we'll do wide receivers.
All right. Can I go my wide receiver?
Yes.
Tyler Lockett. Yeah,
this was going to come out of my mouth.
Dude, Ring of Honor. He's a great receiver for the Seahawks.
So good. Generational.
Yeah. And then, can I go with my number two wide receiver? T.A. Legend. Almost went to the Tennessee Titans.
Dude, he was special teams. Dude, he was not a wide receiver.
He was good, though.
He was a punt return legend, though.
He was good. Burns.
Morgan Burns.
Morgan Burns. Oh, I should not do that.
Number wide receiver one, Jordy Nelson.
Okay.
Wide receiver two, Quincy Morgan.
Okay. Running back.
I already said Darren Sproles. That's going to be hard to beat.
Deuce
Vaughn.
Yes, sir. Center.
Cooper Beebe.
Cooper Beebe.
Can't
go wrong with Cooper Beebe.
Tight end. Ben Sinnott.
Yep. That's where I was going to go.
Do I even have another tight end?
I'm liking this new kid. Lofton. I think he can be good.
Yeah. Braden Lofton.
Yeah.
Yeah, this goes way back to when K-State had them football camps, like you like would show up to and like players would be there. My guy Chris Harper, shout out, he's wide receiver. He was there during the Big 12 championship era around like 2012-ish. He's my dog. He said I was MVP of the camp because I snapped the kid's ankles, you know? Back to my history of never playing football but loving to play at those camps. Catching passes from Jake Waters, old K-State QB. I've been grown up in this.
That's fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll go to K-State BYU. That is, y'all got me mad.
I mean, that's annoying.
We can't play on the road.
Disappointing.
So far, we have not proven ourselves on the road. Coach Klieman always has some little screw-up in September, whether it was Tulane 2 years ago.
I mean, it wasn't even just him.
No, it is in the Klieman era.
The whole team just fell apart.
Let me talk.
Sorry.
In the Klieman era, every single year, we have a stupid loss in September.
Yeah.
That was Tulane a few years ago. This year, it's BYU. These are games we should easily be winning. We should be running them over. This was a Big 12 championship team that lost to Tulane that first year. Tulane ended up being good, but we're way better than that Tulane team. And we were so much better than that BYU team.
Yes, I agree. I mean, Avery Johnson has never played in a stadium that loud. Honestly.
Yeah, but he's our guy. We flushed Will Howard out of Kansas State. We said it was time for him to move on.
Yep.
And he went, and look at him shining at Ohio State right now, and we kicked him out.
I still think Avery Johnson's the guy.
You think?
I think so. I think he kind of shut down after those. At the end of the half. It was bad. I mean, I think he lost some of his confidence that I think he has a ton of.
Mm-hmm.
And I think if he can turn it around in this game against Oklahoma State.
He's going to need it.
and he's going to need it, I think. And if the coaches are good,
sling the
ball. Coaching is good, and if he can move the ball with his arm, throw the ball, and his legs.
He
needs to be able to throw the ball.
Can I?
Go ahead.
Run the freaking ball. All right. There are so many times where he has miles, acreage that the Native Americans wish that they had, and he doesn't run. Like, he's just looking through his progressions, looking.
Well, here's the problem.
No one's getting open, and he keeps looking, and he's got acreage in front of him.
Yeah.
I think it may be a coaching thing. I don't know, to tell him to try to stay in the pocket, but I mean...
At some point, you have to. You have to stay in the pocket. You have to get comfortable in the pocket. You have to be able to throw the ball. And
he's proven that he can throw the ball, but we need to win football games. And if him running the ball for 200 yards a game and only throwing for 150, if that's how we're going to win a game, I think that's how we win a game. I don't care.
I mean, that's a good point. I mean, but I think if he wants to improve as a quarterback over the next, and if he's our guy for the next couple years, and if I think he has to be able to throw the ball.
Yeah.
And he has to get better. And this is his year to grow.
Yeah. I mean,
he's going to have growth spurts. He's going to mess up against BYU. He's going to cause turnovers. He's going to do all this stuff. He will improve. I genuinely believe that. And he'll improve a ton.
But I just don't understand why we're trying to indoctrinate him into, like, you have to throw the ball. You have to, like, stay in the pocket. Make a football play. Make a play.
I mean,
he's a generational talent.
Yeah.
Put him on the field, and that's why we have him. We have him so he can make plays like that. Mm-hmm. You put him on the field, and you say, make the football play. If the guy's open, we trust you to throw the ball. If he's not open, we trust you to use your legs and get some yardage.
Yeah, I mean, it's a good point.
We'll go to the game preview. K-State, Oklahoma State.
I'm excited for this one, honestly.
Yeah, I wish I could be there.
I'm going to be up there.
I'm working.
It's going to be a fun game.
What time is kick?
I have no clue.
I hope it's a night game so I can watch.
Yeah, me too.
Actually, no, because then I can get my anger out, because the BYU game, I went to bed angry, really angry.
Yeah.
And
I didn't even finish watching the game.
I went to bed at half.
Did you?
Because I saw that
after the halftime, I was like, there's no way we come back after that devastating of losing like 14 points in the matter of like less than a minute.
Yeah, and so
it's bad.
I turned it off, and I actually, in the nicest way possible, I was so angry that morning. I wouldn't get out of bed, and I skipped church. I was so mad. That I literally laid in bed because I didn't want to get up and read the score because I knew it was going to be so bad.
Yeah, I knew it was going to be bad. I didn't think it was going to be that bad when I looked at the score. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
It was annoying.
Score a dang touchdown, bro.
If we can beat Oklahoma State.
Put us back in the mix.
We still have a chance.
Yeah. We have to win out from now on, though.
You have to win out, and we have to... If we can make, we have to be in the Big 12, and we have to win it.
I think we still
have a chance.
If we win out, what are we going into that? 10-1?
I think BYU is also a good football team. I don't think they're better than us. I just think they're a good football team.
I still think that with that 12-team playoff format, even if we win out, we go into that game 10-1. Going to the Big 12 championship 10-1, and we lose to like a really good Utah team in a shootout. Obviously, that depends on how that game goes or whatever. Uh-huh. I still think we have a chance at maybe picking up the 10 seed or the 12 seed.
I don't know. It'd be hard. It'd be really hard.
That'd be hard. Like, especially if
Oklahoma State.
No, that's a must win.
This is a must win game. Honestly, all the games are must win from now on, but this is definitely a must win. If we lose this game, I don't know if we stay in the.
I don't know if we even stay in the title
top
race.
25. I mean,
we're gone. We're gone if we lose.
By the end of the season, though, do you think we can make it back up there?
We'll be. If we lose this one, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, like.
Who else do we play, though?
Bums.
That's what I thought. I mean,
Houston. West Virginia, that's not a bum game. But K-State's a 6.5-point favorite. I don't like those odds.
Why not?
I just don't trust our team right now. Kleiman has got to do something. Lock these people.
All I know is last time I was at a home K-State game, played TCU, blew them out.
Okay, that's what we need. Because last time I was at a K-State game, we played Baylor. I was there with B-Rob. We put in like our third string quarterback, and he just threw the worst interception, and the whole stadium just started emptying out.
Was the game over at that point?
It was like mid fourth quarter. And the whole stadium started flooding out.
Yeah. No, that game was fun though. That TCU game last year.
Yeah, we'll jump to KU West Virginia. KU sells.
They're cooked, honestly. And Mr. Beckler.
It's funny. It's genuinely just funny. I can't. Back to the glory days of KU football.
Yeah, and it's surprising to me, honestly. I thought they would be, like, up there.
Jalen Daniels is fraudulent.
Yeah.
That's all I got to say about that one. Utah-Oklahoma State, 22-19.
I did see this
Utah.
One.
That was a boring game. Cam Rising still hurt. Cam Rising is a fraud. I'll say it right here. 7 years in college football. Dude, he's going to get another year of eligibility, too, for this little pinky injury or whatever that he did. The second him and the Oklahoma State quarterback leave, I predict that there will be some rules regarding eligibility, injury eligibility. I think 1 year max that you can apply for another year, because obviously it's been unfortunate for Cam Rising, but Cam Rising has been able to sit at Utah for 7 years. Uh-huh. Since 2017, he's been there.
Yeah.
How is that? He's learned the offense for 7 freaking years. Like, at some point, you've got to say the NCAA has got to say that's enough.
Yeah. Move on. That's a crazy amount of time to be in the college football. Isn't there some guy who's like on his like ninth? Or something like that?
I wouldn't be surprised.
Because of injuries?
Yeah. It's just injury. Like
injuries and the COVID year.
The COVID year helped.
Which makes sense.
Skylar Thompson got a year for COVID year, and he's now in the Dolphins being the worst quarterback. Like, and that man was injured quite a bit, too.
Yeah. I don't know. Utah won, right?
Yep. Not an entertaining game, to be honest. No.
I think Utah's
not as good as people are hyping him up
to agree.
Be. But
because it was a close game, wasn't
good.
It? What was 22-19. Yeah.
Lots of field goals. But Utah's a good team, but they're not as good as everyone is saying they are.
Yeah.
We'll go to Texas dominance. I mean, they just keep playing nobodies.
I mean, when do they play Georgia? Do you know? I mean, when they play Georgia, I hope Georgia crushes them. Like, which is a crazy thing to say because I don't like Georgia either. But I like Georgia more than I like Texas.
I dislike Texas a lot.
Yeah. Especially like that game last year against Texas.
We should have won that game.
Kick the dang field goal. Sorry. I like going for the win, but kick the dang field goal.
And, I mean, we were our defense was holding them that whole entire time.
Yep.
Do you think they make the natty?
Texas?
And they're in the SEC now. They got to compete. I mean, now with the
they didn't make it last year.
What?
Didn't they get, like, shut out last year, like, by a lot? Arch Manning is good, though.
What do you mean?
Like, they were in the
semi.
But they got
it was Washington. They was a close game.
Wow.
Michael Penix. My dog.
I think
they make it. I don't know. I mean, that's hard because the conference is nuts. Alabama, Georgia, Tennessee.
Well, I mean,
Ole Miss.
Once they start actually playing good teams, which they haven't played that many.
What are they doing, bro? They're literally.
I don't understand how they're ranked
one schedule over here.
Yeah. Well, except there it ramps up pretty soon. I think once they play Georgia, I think it's all downhill from that for them. Still, they're gonna make the playoffs easily, but they're gonna lose to Georgia.
You think so?
Uh-huh.
I think they beat them.
Really?
I don't like Carson Beck.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll swing to another SEC matchup. Tennessee, Oklahoma. That was a really good game. I don't know if you watched.
Not really.
Number 6, Tennessee. Number 15, Oklahoma. I believe those were the rankings. Tennessee wins 25-15. Defense carries that game. That was in Norman.
Yep.
So, a huge statement win for the Vols.
Uh-huh.
They move up to number 5. They are...
Rock-a-top. I mean, they... I did see this now that I remember.
I think they'll beat Alabama this year. It's in Knoxville.
Do you think Tennessee will beat Alabama?
They're in Knoxville this year.
Could happen.
I have a good feeling. Yeah, we'll go... We'll just jump to JMU versus UNC to close it out.
Dude, what are we doing? 70 to what?
70 to 50.
To 50? JMU covered the spread by themselves before halftime.
Do you guys have defenses? Like, you might as well just, like,
yeah,
not put them on the
field.
It's
absurd. James Madison University.
That's my what, team
top,
from
top Road, 10
it's my team from
founding
Road to
father.
Glory.
Top 10 founding father, James Madison.
He's got to go in there after this list.
After this game. Imagine what James Madison would be thinking right now. His team beat UNC 70 to 50 whatever.
He's rolling in his grave.
He's laughing at them in his grave right now.
Dude, that means JMU scored 18 points a quarter.
Uh-huh. What are we doing? This is almost as bad. This is almost as bad when the Dolphins played the Broncos a couple years ago and beat them a couple years ago, 80 to like whatever.
Dude, like UNC, bro, the UNC team from last year with Drake May. Uh-huh. What are we doing now? You just allowed JMU to put 70 points on you.
It's absurd. They got to figure something out. I mean, obviously, they're cooked. They're cooked. Yeah. JMU might be good, though. JMU might be
sleeper
good.
Team.
Top, yeah. One of the
top five.
Top five sleepers. Number one.
Duke sleeper
JMU.
Team.
JMU.
Duke sleeper team.
I don't even know if they can see us right now.
I have no clue. Well, get your nature up. Get outside, guys.
For real.
We've really enjoyed this one.
Which one is it?
This one right here. All right, guys.
No, that's not what I meant.
Oh, the A. I did it for love.
Guys, for listening to another episode of Second Take. I don't know where we're gonna post this. YouTube, probably some clips.
YouTube, Instagram. We're gonna work on an Instagram and TikTok.
Yep. All right. Well, thank you guys.
We love our fans.
Thank you.
Peace out.